Welcome to Speaking of Travel with Marilyn Ball. Sit back and be carried away to places from around the world and right here in our own backyard. No passport required.
Hi, this is Marilyn Ball, and you're listening to Speaking of Travel here on News Radio 570 WWNC. Well, how many times have you boarded a plane behind a parent with a child, or God forbid, two children? All the other passengers on the plane are holding their breath, hoping that the family doesn't sit with them. But now that parent is you. How can you avoid fulfilling the other passengers' worst fears and your own? Traveling is stressful enough for people without kids, and restless, impatient, and messy little ones, and it's a whole new ball game. Much of your fear is probably due to having seen those eye daggers of hate which other travelers throw at parents and their children, and maybe you've even thrown those invisible daggers yourself before. Part of it also is you just don't know what might happen when you're trapped 10,000 feet above ground, even if you usually do have well-behaved kids. And so you might imagine the worst, from diaper blowouts and vomit on a stranger's laptop to a six-hour screaming session. You know, with a little preparation, you can mitigate many of the biggest concerns about traveling with your kids. You don't have to be the most hated person on the airplane. All right, true, traveling with your family might seem pretty scary, and even though you feel like you're herding cats, the experiences you have and the memories you make just might change your life for the better. Well, the good news is my guest today is not only a traveling mother of two children, she's very familiar with the challenges of pulling off that much-needed vacation. Tawana Brown-Smith is the founder and editor-in-chief of Mom's Guide to Travel, a site that provides multimedia content aimed at encouraging parents to continue exploring the world with and even without kids. Tawana works with hotel brands and tourism boards to experience and market their products. She produces travel video content. She's the author of an ebook on travel with young kids and self-published The Mom's Guide to Saving Money on Travel, Family Travel. Tawana is originally from Brooklyn, New York, and now based in the Baltimore, Washington area, where she joins us today. Welcome to the show. Thank you for being here, Tawana.
Thank you so much, Marilyn. I appreciate it. I'm very happy to be here.
Well, Tawana, you do a lot of traveling, and now you have two children of your own. Tell us a little about your love of traveling and how your pre-kids traveling influenced how you travel today.
Well, I would say that, so I've always been a dreamer. I've always been, you know, the kid who was looking out of the window in our apartment in Brooklyn, you know, just saying to myself, okay, there's definitely more to the world than just New York. If you know New Yorkers, the ones that have been there all their life, they can be provincial sometimes, you know, and they're thinking of everything. The world is New York. New York is the world. And I would say, you know, I went to a boarding school in Connecticut. I went away to school when I was 13, by choice, not because I was a bad child, but by choice. And when I was in the school, I met kids from around the world. My best friend was, I had a couple of best friends. One was originally from Liberia. I had another friend who was from Seoul, Korea, another friend who was from Mexico. And it was always very interesting to have conversations with these other kids, finding out just about what their life was like in their own country, just so different from what I had experienced in Brooklyn. Didn't know many other children who, whether they were either Black or Latino, either, you know, Puerto Rican or Dominican. So my world, as far as what I was exposed to, was pretty limited. And it was just always great to hear them talk about where they were going for spring break, what they were doing for the summertime. And so that created a spark in me that, you know what, when I'm older and able, I want to travel. And so after at the boarding school, I went to college as far away as I could, as, you know, by staying in the United States. And I went to school in California. And that just, it was a ball that started rolling from there.
So when did you first, so you're in college, you're in California. Mm-hmm. When did you take your first big trip?
My first big trip. So that's I think that's a vague term, because for some people, big trip might just be getting on an airplane.
Sure.
So I will say my first airplane, first time I rode an airplane was to, I think that was Michigan. I was doing a summer program. But my family, we had gone to the Bahamas. We had gone to Florida. We'd gone to Williamsburg, Virginia, and we'd gone to Toronto. We had family that lived in Canada. But for me, independently on my own, outside of boarding school, it was Michigan for summer program. And then I think I was about 15 or 16 at that time. And then from there, I went to college when I was 17. And my roommates and I were like, okay, let's go to Hawaii because, you know, California is right near Hawaii. So it's very difficult to say, well, what is the big trip? You know, the big trip, maybe the plane ride was the first big trip, the plane ride without my parents. And from there, the first time I went overseas to Europe, I was probably 19. I did an exchange program in Italy and lived with a family for 6 months.
Well, that
must have... Yeah, that was probably the biggest big trip, the first one, yeah.
And living with a family and being in another country and not maybe knowing the language. So from there, tell us a little bit, you know, let's fast forward a little bit. So you obviously you now have a much broader worldview, and it sounds like the adventure is something that resonates with you. Where do you go next? Where do you go from there? From college, traveling, you're in Italy. Where do you go with your profession at that point?
So at that point, I actually went back to New York, and I worked on Wall Street, and I worked on at a trading firm. So I worked on the international desk. Whatever I was doing, I knew it had to be international. So whether it was flipping burgers, I had to be somewhere international doing that, or it was I don't know about flipping burgers, but you know, or if it was working on Wall Street, working with stocks and bonds, I wanted to be on the international desk. So I worked in emerging markets. And that gave me the opportunity. One, I was very interested in the economies around the world, but I also was interested in sort of the social aspect of some of these countries. And one of my colleagues in our London office, you know, he was like, hey, whenever you want to come to London, come by. And I had gone to London when I did the exchange in Italy, as well as a few other countries. And so I took him up on it with a couple of other friends. And, you know, we went to London. I did a program in Holland after Wall Street. I just made sure every year I kind of went someplace broader than possibly the United States. So always things in the U.S., but then, you know, the Caribbean as well as Europe. Haven't been to Asia yet or Africa, but that's on the list.
So now you're doing even more traveling. You're setting your sights and your goals, and it sounds like your intention towards international travel and different cultures and diversity. So how did you tell us a little bit about when you started your family and how things have evolved over this period of time?
Sure. So when my oldest son, he's 11, and he was traveling before he even knew he was traveling. My husband and I was living in California, and I said I didn't want to raise my children on my own so far away. All my family is in New York, and I said, well, I wanted to move back east. So we drove cross country. So he started traveling before he was even born. And my husband was in the military, so he had seen a bit of the world. And I was very clear with him that I wanted to make sure that our children were reared in a traveling family. I didn't want them to have to wait or wonder until they were teenagers or late teens what the rest of the world looked like. So I told him, you know what, I'm going to get these kids out. So when he was deployed in Cuba. That was probably my first international trip with my son, and I did that by myself. My son was probably about 15 months old, and I strapped him on my back, and I went to Cuba with him. Prior to that, I'd flown to Texas with him by myself. So I was really testing the waters. And at that age, for me, I felt like it was easy because they're a little older, so he wasn't crying as much. And I knew different ways. I was testing different ways in which I could pretty much see what he liked, what he didn't like. And made sure that I repeated that every time so that I made my life easier, his life easier, other passengers' life easier, and got comfortable with it so that it was never an issue of I'm afraid to travel with him. It was just, okay, where are we going to go next? And, you know, he had his passport, like I said, at 15 months. And then when my second one came along, it was a little trickier. That's when I actually started Mom's Guide to Travel. The idea of it came about in my son was born in 2008, late 2008, because I was like, I don't know how to rock and roll with two kids now for some reason. And someone had always told me going from one to two is so much easier than, so much more difficult than going from two to three. And I don't have three, so I'll never be able to answer that. But it was definitely a challenge figuring out how to juggle going from the one to two. But when that second one came along, it probably took me about 10 months before I said, okay, I know how to do this now. But I started writing about it, and I started telling my story. And people, other moms were reading and dads and saying, oh, my gosh, I can identify with that. Yeah, so what do? How do you keep them busy or entertained in the car? How do you keep them entertained on the plane? And it just, you know, that's how the rest is history, as they say.
So what is the difference in age between your two boys?
One is 7 and one is 11.
So your older son was, what, like 3 or 4 when you had the second?
He was 4, yeah.
He was four, right. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. There's your difference right there, 4-year-old. So that was good,
yeah.
Because he probably was a bit of a good helper.
He was. He was a really good helper. We could, I wanted them to be independent from an early age. So I was teaching him, because, you know, you have to understand, I was on my own for 18 months. With him while my husband was deployed. So starting from 15 months. So I had to, I think a lot of military families, the mom will have to sort of teach their kids some bit of independence early on. So he learned a few key things that I needed him to know just to help mommy out.
Sure.
So when his brother came along, you know, it was just simple things like, okay, help me pack your brother's bag. Go get this for me, or get your brother's pamper. Go ahead and get his.
What
his,
a big helper.
Exactly. He was amazing. Amazing big helper. Well, and you reward them when they come.
Absolutely. Back. Well, Tawana, when we come back from the break, I want to start right there and find out more about your blog and how to travel with kids. Thank you so much for being on the show today. This is Marilyn Ball. You're listening to Speaking of Travel.
Fly me to the moon. Let me play among the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars.
Hi, this is Marilyn Ball, and you're listening to Speaking of Travel here on News Radio 570 WWNC. Well, we have a really wonderful guest on the show today. Tawana Brown-Smith is the founder and editor-in-chief of Mom's Guide to Travel, and she was telling us before the break kind of how she unfolded into being an expert in her field on mom travel and family travel. Thank you so much, Tawana, for being on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me, Marilyn.
So, Tawana, before the break, we were talking about you growing up, and, you know, it sounds like you set your intention that traveling, getting a broader world view, being able to to pack up your kid on your back and take off after your husband was deployed, having a second child, all of this, and starting a blog. Tell us a little bit about your blog.
Sure. So my blog is momsguidetotravel.com/blog, and it is a part of the website Mom's Guide to Travel, the property. And on the blog, where I really started actually developing this was I was in a mommy group, and a woman, I used to run the social part of the group. So I would, you know, decide where we went, things that we did. And so in the emails, she says to me, you write these really great emails. Have you ever thought about being a writer? I was like, no way. You know, so she's like, well, they're always so descriptive. like, no, I don't want to be a writer. I just, you know, I used to write policy papers in grad school. I don't want to see any writing whatsoever. But when you write from a place of authenticity and you're talking specifically about an experience, it's totally different. And so I started toying with the idea of writing about our crazy experiences traveling with a toddler and a baby. And, you know, would get these responses about, one, it was helpful to people, and two, they thought things were really funny. Not that I was trying to be funny, but I guess that is just a consequence of being a parent. You have a lot of funny things that happen to you. But I also started doing videos and showing us actually doing some of these things. I had these, you know, videos on YouTube. So that, I probably was doing that for maybe like 9 months before I started writing professionally for an online publication covering Baltimore and writing about local travel in Baltimore. And from there, another publication reached out and asked me to write for them. And it sort of spurred from there. Then it was, you know, 10 Best USA Today. Then I started writing for TravelChannel.com, contributing for them and Family Vacation Critics. So by the result of that, that led people back to the website because, of course, I would say, you know, for more information, more tips, go back to Mom's Guide to Travel. And, you know, it's a great place for people to get ideas, whether it's tips and tricks on how to travel with your kids in certain scenarios, whether it's by car or by plane, or destination ideas. So that's really kind of, I would say 2009 is when the blog really, when I really started the blog, and it started with just your family and friends, and then your friends tell their friends, and then, you know, you learn a little bit marketing, and you branch out from there.
Well, let me ask you, so you've been doing this, and you obviously are having a great time having this opportunity. So now you know a little bit more about travel. And, you know, earlier in the show you were talking about when I asked about your first big trip, and you made the case of, you know, a first big trip might be on a plane just going from one state to another for somebody. How would you define travel anymore?
Exactly. And that's what, you know, in my book, that's how I actually start the book, is how do you define travel? Because one of the things, the feedback that I've gotten from families was, hey, I want to be able to travel more. I want to be able to do what you do and have it fit my lifestyle, but, you know, I can't afford all of that. And the secret is, hey, well, how do you define travel? Like, travel does not have to be, it can be around the corner or it can be around the world. And the truth of the matter is that the majority of Americans do not travel out of this country. I believe the statistic is it's somewhere between 30% and 40% of Americans have passports. So, you know, I can't deny that statistic. It is what it is. So I try to give those tips to people that work within your own resources. So most people live in destinations, and they don't know that much about their own place, where they're their own city. They don't know all the attractions or restaurants that they can experience there, or maybe even their own state. So I think we'll start there first, especially if you have young kids and you're trying to get your feet wet. Start with some day trips. Do some staycations. We always do staycations in this D.C. area because the area is rich with history. It's rich with culture. So, you know, we'll do staycations in Baltimore. We did one in Baltimore last year, as well as one in D.C., and we'll do another one in D.C. this year because we haven't seen everything. And then, of course, we have our trips that are further away. So then you do your overnight vacation, which might be something that's like 3+ hours of a drive away. And then, you know, weekend. And it could be a trip on the Caribbean. So travel is this broad thing. I define it as going somewhere. You know, it doesn't have to be, you know, to Asia or Africa. Set your sights on that, but start where you can start. And so that, I thought I always tell people, like, just rethink what travel is for you. Redefine it, because my travel and your travel might be two totally different things.
Okay, so that's great, and now we've kind of established, all right, let's start. I love the idea of just starting on a day trip and then taking it on an overnight trip. But as people become, you know, they've got their feet wet now and they're thinking more down the road, like, you know, next year we'd like to take a bigger trip and maybe go to California, mm-hmm. or something. How would somebody save for that?
So I'll give you an anecdote. When my husband and I were getting married, I told him I wanted to get married in Bora Bora. He said, honey, let's be a little bit reasonable. Everyone is not going to be able to get to Bora Bora. I said, okay, well, let's get married on a cruise ship. There were many reasons why I wanted to do a cruise ship, because I like to travel. I also wanted my guests to be able to travel and have that opportunity to enjoy a vacation as well. So what I did, and what I guess basically inadvertently trained my guests to do, was set up a savings plan. So if I knew 14 months from now was our wedding date, and so every month I put money aside. I knew the budget of the trip, the wedding and the trip. So say it's $5,000, I'm just throwing out a number. And I know that I have 14 months to pay off that $5,000. Well, what I did was every month I put aside X amount of dollars in an account that I did not see. So we have several different banks, three different banks. And we have a primary bank where we do most of our bill pay, where we have our ATM card. This was a bank account where I did not have an ATM card. I didn't see emails from them every other day. So it's sort of like that out of sight, out of mind. And I was amazed in 6 months, like, how much money was in the account, because I never touched it. I just said, every month I'm going to put aside $100. Well, actually, I don't remember how much it was. And I didn't see it. And so it was like paying a bill almost. So when it came to our wedding, it was all in cash. And we didn't come back with any debt.
That's perfect. So that's a good way. I think that you set your sights and you say, okay, you know, we want to go here. I do something similar to that when I travel. I have little, not only do I have a bank account, but I also have a piggy bank and I have a change thing. And, you know, I put money all over the place and it's only earmarked for my travel. So I can, you know, coming back and not having that debt is definitely So, okay, so let's say now we've saved our money, we're getting ready to go, we know where we want to go. What are some of the ways that people can prepare? What are some of the tips you can share on what to bring and what to leave at home?
Okay, so first thing, if you know you're going to travel internationally, do not wait to get your passport. Let that be one of the first things that you spend money on, because the longer you wait, you just forget. We just forget, and by the time... You know, you don't want to be in the situation where it's 3 months, 3 weeks out, and you've forgotten to get this passport, and now you have to pay extra fees to get it expedited, to get it mailed back to you. So I say, you know, it's going to be an international trip, do that first. Do your passport first. Second, figure out what time of year you are going to travel. If you're traveling in the summertime, then your packing situation is going to be different than if you're traveling in the wintertime, depending on what climate you're going to. So if you are going in the wintertime, things are going to be bulkier. You might have to pay a little bit of extra money for your baggage unless you know how to pack strategically. Summertime, you can pack lighter things, and it's a little easier as far as your weight with your luggage. So I like to have my to-do list, like my packing list. I work from those as well. Then I like to set an agenda. My husband and I are two different types of travelers. When I go, I want to see everything as much as possible while I'm there. He likes to chill a little bit. So we'll talk a little bit about, hey, some of the things that are must-sees that we have to do. And we'll include the kids and ask them, hey, what is it that you want to see and do? And, you know, we'll have an agenda together and we'll work on that as a family. So those are just some key tips that you can think about and use as you're going forward and planning for your trip.
Well, Tawana, in the time that we have left, let me just ask you, what really is the impact for you and your family in regard to your travels?
My goal was always to introduce my kids to traveling at an early age. So I achieved that goal by having them out of the door on a plane, you know, before they were 2 years old. So the impact for us is they consider themselves travelers. And my son, they're both like, where are we going next? He's seen more of the world than maybe some adults have seen. And so there is no fear. That fear that some people have, he doesn't have that fear of traveling. He doesn't have that fear of flight. My youngest has special needs. He does not have that fear either. because I started him early and I trained him. So that's, it brings us together as a family, and it gives us something big to look forward to as the year comes.
Yeah, I can see. They obviously, your kids have such a broader worldview. It's really wonderful. Well, Tawana, thank you so much. And I want to make sure that everybody knows, again, how they can get more information from you.
Sure. Just go to momsguidetotravel.com, M-O-M-S, so moms, plural, guide, G-U-I-D-E, to travel.com. And that's the first phase of the website. And you'll see a tag for the blog, and you can go search the blog for my information. And you can also order the book, Save Money on Family Travel, from the website.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Tawana, and I definitely want to have you back on the show. There's so much to learn.
Thank you so much.
All right. You've been listening to Speaking of Travel here on News Radio 570 WWNC. Go out and have a great day.